Hello, this is Jim Ablin.
Hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just go ahead and cancel service with you. Okay. I'm not seeing the results, you know, yet, and I just don't think I want to continue anymore. Okay.
Okay, so I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions and in your voice verification recording, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a 240.
I think I've already given you that, though. I already gave that to you.
If you remember.
I'm looking at the notes here. I don't see anything in the notes regarding that. Let me just see. So you think you already called in to cancel?
Yeah, I already called in to cancel.
When was that? Because all of our incoming calls are recorded for quality assurance, and I can check the call history, but I don't see any of that in the notes. The last text message from you said,
okay,
I'll turn
them in. Okay, so are you saying that I need to make another month's payment, or what? What are you saying?
Yeah, you're past due for $249, but come May 22nd, it would reoccur to $498. That will continue to do so until this settles. But there is an option, Jim. Your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So what you could do is remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package,
so you mean, are you saying all along you've been doing $100 worth of Facebook ads?
Correct. Yep. Every
I don't
month.
Know how that's possible, because I'm not getting anything from Facebook. So that's part of the reason why I want to cancel. You guys aren't doing what you say you're doing, and I'm losing money working with you guys. Okay. So it's the same thing with every single Generation X company that I deal with nowadays. These younger people, they just don't do what they say they're going to do. Yeah, that too. And then guess what? It's mailbox money for you, and it's loss of money for me. There's no ROI in it, okay? And that's why if you're going to fight me for this $249, I'm going to fight you back, because this is bullshit. I don't want to pay for nothing, and that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing.
Okay.
So there's that.
So just so you know, I don't know if you've been on your dashboard, and I understand where you're coming from. I don't want you to pay for nothing either. I want you to see a solid return on investment. So, you know, I definitely agree with you there. But on the dashboard, it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has 975 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're
okay,
probably
well,
getting
I don't
solid.
Know. I'm not sure if I can believe that, because there's weeks go by that I don't get a single call, not one. That's not right. Okay.
Okay.
I have to be bidding 3 jobs a day to stay healthy in my world. Okay. I'm bidding sometimes 0 per week. There's a disconnect there. So you can talk all you want about what you show up on your dashboard. But at the end of the day, all that really matters is calls to action. And if I don't get calls to action, I know you probably say you can't guarantee any calls to action, probably. And that's all well and good. But if it where the rubber meets the road, if I'm not getting those, something isn't working. Okay?
Yeah. So I'm just curious, only because I do see results from the Facebook ads and I see results from the Google placement. So I'm curious. I know you're getting a scarcity of calls, but do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you're going to hear.
And you're not
all
the only you're not the only person working on my behalf either, by the way. Okay. So I've got another company working on my behalf as well. And, you know, so I don't really, you know, if you say there's something from Facebook that's coming in, I would be surprised, because I've never once heard anybody say that they found me from a Facebook ad. Not once.
Okay.
Okay. So something's up with that. I don't know what, but, you know, I've been paying for something I'm not getting anything on. And, you know, I don't know either if you guys are putting out such bad language that people that know floors can see right through it because they use the wrong lingo or what. That's part of the problem with working with people that aren't in my industry. They don't know what to say and what not to say. And what not to say is actually tarnishing my reputation. Okay, so, you know, stupid me for trusting anybody that's not in the industry to write language on my, you know, marketing language on my behalf. If the copywriters aren't really sharp and know what the hell they're talking about, I look like a complete idiot because they think I'm the one writing it when in fact I'm not. I've hired someone to do it and not to doing what they're supposed to do, so that actually hurts me instead of helps me.
Right.
Okay, so whatever you guys are doing, I don't know, but you know, someone in your group actually did something that on a Facebook or somewhere that said I did carpeting. Okay, I don't touch carpeting. I don't touch tile. I don't touch any of that stuff. So someone made a big blunder there, and that looks really bad for me. You don't really ever recover from that, whoever saw that, because they're like, okay, well, you know, we thought he did carpet, and they called, and then I said, I don't do carpet. That, whatever the case may be, that's never good. Okay, that's really bad. And if they look at my website, they'll see that I don't do carpet. And yet someone put something in there about carpet, and I'm like, you know what, this is just not working, you know. So
I don't think that was us, because it's showing in the keywords here, flooring, hardwood floor refinishing, installation, repair, buffing, recoating, screening, sanding, antique hardwood flooring, wood floor experts. I don't see anything in here. There's flooring installation, pine plank.
Okay, well, maybe that wasn't you. So maybe that wasn't you.
Yeah, I don't
think
it was us.
But my point is, I need to be getting some kind of ROI here, and I'm not seeing it, really. I had a week last week where I didn't bid a single job. That can happen. I got to make changes when that occurs. You know, to not get any calls or bids, that's really bad. That's when I start running into trouble, because all of a sudden I run out of work.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, I understand where you're coming from. I don't want to see it become a bigger issue and affect your credit and all that than it has to be, only because...
Okay, so it sounds like you're going to play hardball for your $249. Is that what you're saying?
Or $149 if you take off the Facebook ads, and that's what I would recommend, Jim. If your intention is just to settle this and cancel, you don't need a fresh batch of $100 of ads if you're going to just cancel anyway, right? Sometimes
people
choose.
I mean, it's your word against mine, too, about the cancel thing. You know, I think I told you guys I don't want to continue with you. And you're saying, no, that's not the case. Well, it's yours against mine. So why don't we just cross this thing right now, and I want you to send me an email that you've discontinued service with me, and that we'll just part as friends. How's that?
I can't cancel the account with a past due balance, and I would if I could, Jim. I want to help you out as much as I can, but the accounts, and it had you called before April 22nd, absolutely, we'd cancel it. There'd be no further charges, but in the agreement, it has you agreeing to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So it's a different status that the account is in right now. And like I said, I would love to do it if I could, but I just
can't.
All right.
I tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do then. Give me your Venmo account number, and I'll Venmo you the money. I'm not going to give you my credit card number, okay? So
I can't. We don't do Venmo. We only do debit or credit. But what you could do, if you like, is you could go get one of those prepaid Visas, and, you know, we could call back and maybe set that up later.
No, I'm not going to do that. Nope.
Okay.
No. Either you're going to have to figure out a Venmo thing, or I'm not going to give you my credit card number. Okay. That's I'm not going to do that. All right.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever you think, I'll give you your $149 or whatever it is you're asking for. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got to figure out how to receive that, because I'm not going to give you my credit card number. Okay.
Right. Okay. So, Unfortunately, we don't accept it. And, you know, I have a personal Venmo, but if I took it that way, the company would fire me. They'd say, Tina, why are you taking...
Oh, come on. They would not.
You know what I mean?
As long as they get their money, they don't care where it comes from. Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Of course they would. They would. I mean, I can't take a payment from a client into my personal account. That's the problem. But I'll
you
go ahead.
You think they'd fire you over that? As hard as it is to find good people like yourself, they would fire you over that? I'm not believing it. I'm not believing it, okay? Besides that, how big is your company anyway? How many people work for you guys?
We have about 200.
Be truthful now.
Yeah, okay. We have about 200 total.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
I just doubt that as hard as it is to find, you know, good people, they're not going to fire you over that. All they care about is getting their money. They don't give a rip about anything else. And you know that.
Yeah.
And so do I. Otherwise, they wouldn't hold my feet to the fire on this rinky-dink little $149 payment. You know,
right.
Bullshit.
Right.
I've been working with you
right.
guys for months. Months. And
yep.
you know that.
Yep. Well, at least I took those ads off and, you know, I reduced it to $149 for you. I don't know what the solution is since we don't take Venmo. I'll ask, billing because the owner of our company also has a, internet company, a local internet company. And I actually pay through PayPal on that. So I could ask them, do you
well,
have
I'll pay,
a PayPal?
I'll do instant? PayPal. I'll do PayPal then.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll
so
pay,
let
I'll
me ask, it. I'm okay. going to ask Sasha, she's in charge of finance, if there's any
okay.
way that we could set up this last payment on a PayPal. And if
right.
she does, I'll call you back and I'll give you the information so that you can send
okay,
it via PayPal.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, sounds
great.
Good. Okay.
Or if
all
you
right,
just
I'll
want to email that to me, Tina, that's fine. You want to email it?
Oh, you got
fine.
It.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I can do it that
right.
way, too. Okay, sounds perfect.
Okay,
okay I'll talk to you
all right.
soon.
Okay,
okay
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome.